Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to this episode, this week's version of
the Black Multiverse Theory Podcast. It's a podcast about global, local, and popular culture from the perspective of Afro-Canadians who live different versions of themselves to navigate everyday life. Hello, Mr. Nigel.
Hello, Miss Nilo. How are you today?
I'm okay. Energetic. I think the sun has charged me up. It's been pretty hot. Yes. So, yeah, it's been nice being out in the sun. I walked today for the first time in a little while because, as you know, I had been Ramadan fasting, so I had not been walking. Actually, I walked yesterday, but, yeah, it feels good. I feel good and energized.
So, you're just off the Ramadan fast. So how did that go?
Right. So I am off the Ramadan fast, even though Ramadan goes until June 4th. So what happened was, first and foremost, I just finished like a round of keto, which is like 90 days. And in the beginning of the Ramadan, I was also keto fasting. And carbs are pretty much the thing that gives you energy to like power you through. So I was already in a depleted state, so I was getting lots of headaches and like foggy, just brain fog, unable to focus. And then in addition to that, I had not been doing the spiritual work necessary, which is the whole point of Ramadan. So because the spiritual work, that is the thing that's supposed to get you through that tough physical part of it. Yeah, so it didn't.
I hear that. There is a lot of work that has to be done. Both men, when you're doing the Ramadan fast, is a fast that goes for 16 hours. Am I correct? Is that
well? It's sun up to sundown. So right now it's 16 hours and increases by about 4 minutes every single day. But in the wintertime, it's much shorter. And then I think this will be the second most difficult time because next year, it will overlap with the solstice, which is the longest day of the year, obviously. So next year will probably be the most challenging year, and then it goes into the days shortening again. Yeah.
I get it. I know fasting is difficult on its own. I know when I've done many, many fasts, the moment you say you're going up fast,
it's hard.
That's when you're the hungriest.
Yeah.
You think about food.
Starving to death.
Yay.
But it wasn't for Ramadan. The Ramadan fasting I was doing, I was also fasting for water as well. So the food was fine, but I was like really having fantasies about water all day, which also humbled me because there's a lot of people who don't have the access to water that we have, obviously.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Yes. I was like, well, 16 hours, but, you know, it's 16 hours. We can turn on a pipe and make this problem go away.
Yeah. We have many people around the world right now dealing
don't
with
have that.
No type of plumbing needs. And me, being a plumber by trade as well, I understand that there's no toilets in certain places. There is no running water in certain places. The water that they have in certain places is poisonous.
Right.
To them, that's another issue. Potable water or drinkable water is not accessible, so they have to keep pumping it in. Mm-hmm. You have a person that runs to the place that has the water, puts the water on their head or on
usually
the shoulders.
Usually the women.
Mm-hmm. And runs it back.
Yeah.
And they're running for kilometers.
That's a true story.
So these things happen where we...
You know, just turn a pipe.
If I walk into a house and I tell the client that I have to shut off the water, there are preparations that have to be made. They get upset. Some people get upset. They're like, well, you should have told me ahead of time. I would have got a bucket ready.
I definitely cussed out somebody for shutting off water in my last shop. He was like, it was an emergency. Like, I'm running a business here. What do you think this is?
That's definitely a thing.
Yeah.
So... I take my hat off for you, even attempting. I think it was really, really good learning experience.
It really was. The thing that also messed me up was that I had to break fast for when I was menstruating. So that completely threw me off. Like, I felt like, okay, I was good. It was almost 2 weeks into it. And then, you know, that uterus every time.
I guess.
But this last week was your happy birthday week. How was
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. This week I turned 1 year older.
Older than you were before.
Than I was
last week.
Last week. Yeah.
So, just like that.
It was great. We got to, on my birthday, I got to go to the great Sterling Scott's hosting of
The Secret Show.
It's a comedy show held in the city. They call it The Secret Show, but it's swiftly becoming not that much of a secret.
It is fun, though.
It was very fun. I got to see people try to tell jokes.
I didn't think you were going to go there.
It was
they
awesome.
Told jokes. We just didn't think they were all funny.
No.
I thought they were all funny.
Let me tell you something.
Because whether I was laughing with you or at you, I was laughing. I was there to laugh.
Listen.
And I did.
A joke is supposed to be funny. That's the point of a
but
joke.
But it can't be funny to everybody. It just cannot be.
Yeah,
we are not the target demographic of these folks.
The target demographic was there. They weren't laughing either. That's what the funny thing about it is. I had more sound from the crickets outside the room than I did inside the room. Some of the jokes were just really outlandish.
But it takes a lot of freaking bravery to go up there, number one.
No doubt.
Number two is, it is, like, especially a Thursday night, it's not like a real, real show. It is a place where people are testing out jokes. There were guys that we saw that have full polished sets that I've seen before, but they're running by new stuff. It doesn't always work. Like, you need a crowd to, like, run that stuff, right? So that is the thing, is that a lot of those, especially weeknights, it's not the Comedy Strip. It's not Rick Bronson's whatever.
Let me tell you.
It's just not that.
First and foremost, we keep treating this like it's some sort of second grade Christmas play.
It's not second grade, but it's like the testing ground.
Oh, we need to be easy on these kids. They're just
It's not
kids.
About being easy on them.
These are comedians.
They're
they came
comedians.
By there thinking their jokes were funny. At set after set after set, failed to be funny.
Some of them were funny.
I was like, what joke
the
out
jokes.
Of 10?
Some of the jokes were funny. But it was fun.
There was one girl who was
No,
funny.
She lit it up. She lit up the whole stage.
And she was the shortest. She had the shortest amount of time.
She got up there. She's like, boom, 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 boom. Had us dying and she left.
For those of you who are tuning in, let me paint the picture of what's happening. Inside this comedy show, it's basically in a basement. In the basement, there is a section that is there for comics. It's not a raised platform, a stage of any type. It's
right.
just a section. Beside the comics, on either side, are two couches.
Right.
Around those couches, or past those couches, and into the rest of the room,
it's
or the
more
basement,
chairs.
Are chairs.
Right.
So these chairs are there so that people can sit down and enjoy the show. And all this stuff is available for public seating.
Right.
What we did was we came in.
Which, what I do is what you really want to say. This is, I strategize. I do this every time.
This is what Nilo does. But what we actually did at that was all the black people sat in the couches next to the comics. So we're in bird's eye view of all the comics.
Right.
We are there right next to them. I can put my
both
hand
of their
out.
Peripherals.
I could put my hand out and touch the comic's leg.
Right, which is what Tanya is saying, that we made them super nervous. And also, Tanya agrees with me that some of them were hilarious.
Tanya understands that some of them were hilarious. And I get that Tanya is going to say that some of them are hilarious. Which is cool. I don't mind your opinion. It's cool. And I thought some of the jokes were funny.
Right.
I just didn't feel they were comedian style. Like, a comedian has to have a set back-to-back joke.
Yeah, but these people, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Some of the people, mm-hmm. like, legit have a set. I know you just looked at me for whacking it, but it'll be okay.
It's all good.
It's fine. But some of them have polished sets that we did not see. Like, I've seen those guys, so at least three of them, I've seen them hit and hit and hit and hit and hit. I've seen them do that.
I felt.
And I watched them bump through the material, and the part that you guys laughed at was their polished set. Like, some of them, they threw some jokes in there. The bisexual guy, when he's like, I'm bisexual, what that means is I hooked up with a few too many guys and too many people found out. That mm-hmm. guy, he kills with that joke every time.
It's
hilarious.
I get that. It was funny, right?
Yeah.
But to me, there's ha-ha, hold my belly funny. And
oh,
then,
he's like,
And there's like, that's funny.
Yes.
There was a lot of, that's funny. That's a chuckle. Those are what's up.
Yeah.
But I watch TV and watch people on the set and die laughing at my home. Watching actual seasoned comics, which is fine. And even if all these guys weren't seasoned comics,
right?
This is what I'm trying to say in a long story, is that because the black people were at the front, some of their prime material
was racist as shit.
and they couldn't say
it.
Their stuff.
They're like,
right? So the one guy came up just to put people in perspective. I'm going to tell you one of the jokes one of the guys said. He says, he comes up on stage.
You love this one. It's your favorite joke.
He starts off a little bit funny. He starts talking about me.
What was he talking about?
He starts talking about me
True.
Personally first. He
to
starts,
Tanya's point, we saw 8 comics for $10.
Nobody cares about how much we
yes,
talked.
Yes, what
we
do
saw
you
before.
Mean? Okay, what, fine.
Oh, sorry. So I got a discount on the comics, so I should expect.
But the show is what the show is. It's not a polished comedic show. It's a show where people are honing their crafts and going. Even the girl, the last girl, the big, she's from BC. I think she's like Newfie or something, or Nova Scotia.
Yeah, the girl I saw today.
Yeah, that girl. She has a polished set.
Yeah.
That wasn't what we saw.
What she brought to the table. She was funny, but she was only like the second funniest person that I thought was there. And she was the headliner.
Right, but even as the headliner who has a polished set, that is not what we saw. We saw material that she's working through. That's why people scroll through their phones. That's why I was like, yo, Nigel, you trying to do some stand-up or what? Because that's what it is.
The funny thing about it is, if I went in there to do a stand-up set, why didn't I want to do a stand-up set? Why did I tell you I didn't?
Because you felt like you weren't ready.
And why did I feel like that?
Because you've never done stand-up before.
But no, not just that. But why?
I don't know that.
Okay, so let me tell you exactly what I told you so you can remember. It's because I needed to get the set working for me.
That is where you get the set working. That is where you... Yes, it is. You don't know where I took you. I took you to a room where you get the set working.
No. I went to a comedy show... I didn't see comedy. That's like going to a horror movie and not being scared. Give me back my $10.
Tanya, I'm with you. We know what kind of a show we went to. Shoot.
I thought...
This guy thought he was going to see Tony Baker or whatever.
I did not think I was seeing Tony Baker. I
yes,
went there
you thought
to
you were
see,
going to see Kevin
comedians. I went there to see comedians. I've seen a lot of amateur comedians that are hella funny. These guys were not. They were not funny. But let me continue on with this man's set because I didn't tell you. So the guy came on and he's talking about the comics that came on before and how they weren't paying attention to the fact that I was sitting behind them and their butt was always in my face.
Every time.
And that my face looked like I was so angry because their butt was in my face the whole time.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I got that. Right? Cool. Then he starts telling me about how politicians are liars and he wants to become a politician.
That is
and
the whole
joke. He says he can
joke.
Solve the economic crisis.
Right.
He says he can solve the economic crisis by bringing back slavery.
You didn't even let me drum roll for it?
What?
Let me have a space so I can at least
you
put a drum
roll. You need to say
in.
That you want a drum roll on it. You know I'm going to hit this thing. What is that? That is a huge wasp. Why? Anyways. I'm not trying to feel this wasp on me.
He's fine.
All right, tell that wasp to get lost.
His mad window's open. He'll work his way out.
So anyways, so he wants to. This guy wants to bring back slavery. This is his thing.
But that is not the punchline.
It is not the punchline. But he immediately got everybody in those front two couches. Like, so they're like, quiet. What? What's going to happen here?
Sucked all the energy out the room.
The man looks straight at me and goes, before this guy punched me in my face, let me say the head of the joke. Like, if you have to explain this,
please.
He knew going up that this was going to be.
He's like, I'm going to be in so much trouble right now. He knew it.
He kept looking at me. He called me Angry Carlton. Bunch of stuff he called me. So anyways.
Angry Carlton.
Yeah. For
I heard that. Yeah.
So then, even that was getting me annoyed.
Irritated. So, two weeks before, one of the guys said something about crack. And I laughed because, you know, I'm always there to help out the people. And he was like, yeah, you know what that's like. And I was like, probably shouldn't. Not the one who's working for you. But anyway, such is the comedian scene. But I want you to... what was the punchline?
The punchline was...
You give somebody a test?
He wanted to test out all the people that think the world is flat. And if they think the world is flat...
Then they ride the bikes.
They go ride bikes at Epcor to give us power for our cell phones.
Right.
Right? Okay. Chuckle, chuckle, laugh, laugh, laugh. Mm-hmm. Everybody thought that was funny. Except me. I still didn't think the punchline was funny. I didn't think the punchline was funny. I thought a lot of things were
when
funny.
You say you had a good time at the Secret Show, what do you actually mean?
I had a great time.
It sounds like you had a terrible time. Everybody, there's not a single person out here who's like, yeah, that's the thing I want to go to. I feel like everybody's like,
It was a great time at the Secret Show. I got to see comics online or on stage. Even though these particular comics that were there may not have been as funny as I thought, there were a lot of funny jokes in there. And each comic had like one or two funny jokes that were pretty good.
Yeah.
In their set. I just didn't laugh at a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a hard sell. I take comedy very seriously.
Nigel shows up like, make me laugh.
It was my birthday. You should be making me laugh.
Right. Like,
this is it. This is what's up.
But I show up like, okay, guys, let's laugh.
She laughed at everybody's joke.
Everybody, yeah. Either with them or at them.
Whether it was not nice.
Yep. I'm either laughing with you or at you, but I came to laugh, so that's what I did.
She definitely came to laugh.
That's what I do. I told you last week. I work for the people. Yeah, you're right, Tania. We know that his expectations were way off. Malik's here. Cam, my friend from a long time ago, is here. Cam, it's good to see you. Sheryl said, caller, I have a question. Because you know Sheryl always
speaks Chinese. Are we doing that? Okay, let's do that then. Let's see what we got.
Okay, so, Nigel, last week was your birthday.
Sheryl asked the question. And we'll get to it once we read it.
Hey, friend.
Last week was my birthday.
I want you to tell the people what you did for your birthday, which is like really super cool. All
right, so Charlene, my wife. She went and bought a 120, well, I don't know how much it was.
Right.
It was something. It was a flight lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to fly out over the city of Edmonton in a plane, a Cessna. One propeller, single propeller.
Single engine.
Plane. Mm-hmm. And I got to take my boys with me, my two boys.
Also super cool.
They got to go in the back. They had their headphones on, and we got to learn how to turn the plane on and how to talk to ground control.
Mm-hmm.
We got to fly up, and then the pilot said, okay, Nigel, it's all you. And he said, hold the steering column
mm-hmm.
with my left hand
mm-hmm.
and keep my right hand free.
Mm-hmm.
And just fly this plane. And I flew all around the city on Saturday. I flew all the way from Spruce Grove to the Clairview area, turned around over Anthony Henday, came back over the city center and over West Edmonton Mall back to Spruce Grove. And I got to turn the plane myself. I got to do a couple loop-de-loops, not upside down, but just round.
You can't do upside down in those planes because they're gravity fed.
Yeah, so they'd stall out.
Not stall, but
it's probably just
go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
So anyways, so I got to go out there. We did a lot of aerial photos of that.
Mm-hmm.
I gave the phone to the boys, and they just took pictures. They're like, "Dad, you don't have any more room on your phone." I'm like, "What?" I looked, it was full.
All kind of video.
The funny thing
was, you didn't take a selfie of yourself with the headphones and the thing? You should have taken it. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the boys in the back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say.
I took a selfie in the air.
That's cool.
So I have that. I just haven't been able to post it or show anybody or anything like that yet.
Cheryl said happy belated, and she also wants to know how bright is the sun that you have sunglasses on.
Cheryl, if you watch any of the podcasts.
This is her first time, I think.
Any of the podcasts, I always wear sunglasses because I'm always advertising the sunglasses held here at the shop at the Aphrodisiac Loft. Mm-hmm. So you
also,
can get.
Also, our future is that bright.
Our future is very bright.
So Cheryl, we just have to wear shades.
And that's it. And I've been watching your pictures on Facebook, Cheryl.
Wowie, yow.
Wow. At the Mass Band launch where you were shining bright like a diamond. You shining bright like a diamond, girl.
So I want to hear the Nigel Sosa remix to that.
Cheryl, shining bright like a diamond in this place. Light up, Cheryl, and let her wind up ourselves.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Speaking of the Mass Band Lodge, tell us about that. I heard you went over there. What happened?
Everything. The Mass Band Lodge was everything. First of all, my last day of Ramadan was the day of the Mass Band Lodge.
Nice.
I died on the couch, like, with this crazy migraine, but I said, if this does not ease up by 7:30, I'm not going. And at 7:25, all of a sudden, I was like, bloops, up and ready to go. So it was at the RAM, I guess, Royal Alberta Museum. Is that the one?
I thought it was at the Art Gallery of Alberta.
Okay, so I mixed them up.
Okay.
And they're across the street from each other, correct?
They are.
Okay, so also I mixed them up. So it was at the, what? Alberta
Art? The Art Gallery?
The Art Gallery.
Of Alberta.
Of Alberta. Okay. So it was at the Art Gallery. And I pretty much got on the worst that I possibly could. The costumes this year are next level amazing. Like, the bands are 10 out of 10. Everybody's color combinations, the costumes are incredible. I can't wait till people come out and it's just like a big group of people. Of course, you know, Jab Jab this year is going to be off the chain. Shout out to Garrett over at Island Stub, who is sponsoring a blue section. So Lucian Blue section. We have Moco Jumbies, like Stilt Walkers, Fire Breathers. It's going to really be a show for the road. I'm really, really excited for it. So, like you are going to be able, as of tomorrow, I think, to go onto Island Stub and register for that. And but it was definitely the best year that I've ever been to, which was the last 4 years. We had Mercedes-Benz 2 years, and then I didn't go last year, but this year was definitely so much fun. And I had so much fun that somebody's mama or grandmama or auntie was shaking her head and tisking at me. So
that's how
she
you
was
know,
like,
that's how you know you were having the most.
I knew fun. It. I was like, perfect. Excellent.
So
she was like, ew.
So when we're talking Jab Jab, what are we talking about? Because I know you went there as the sole representative of the Jab Jab.
Not really. I just attended. So the thing about Jab Jab is, in a sense, it's a protest mask. So Jab Jab came from ever since people, when Carnival started, when it was time, the slaves used to come out.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to paint their arms and their legs and their face black with oil so that nobody could see who was out on the street. Because, you know,
Snitches.
So, so the whole point of the paint and all that stuff is from Jab Jab is to really be able to, like, be your freest and fat and party. Now, jab does come from diablo, which is devil. So yes, the horns and the helmet, people get really afraid that this is like devil worship or what have you. But it's more in a way like a reverse minstrel show. So the idea is that you're poking fun at not only the status quo, but also at, for them, it was the slave masters. So not that they're portraying the devil, like the devil is the slave master. The slave master is the devil. So
the ones who beat them.
And did all the nonsense.
Nonsense.
Yeah. So, you know, we're out there just to have maximum vibes, get on the worst that we possibly can. And getting on the worst means having as much fun as possible. And, yeah, we just bring it. Last year, it was a lot of fun. I don't put restrictions on my band. We'll definitely have breakfast here this year. We'll have lunch as well. And that's it. We're just going to kill it on the road. It's a lot of fun. But no matter what band you play with, this year, Kerry West is number 35. This is the biggest year, like the biggest year for Kerry West. I definitely have to say so. I'm so excited. Like, it's going to be crazy.
I am excited for you.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
This year, I will be at the Kerry West Festival. This will be my first year at Kerry West.
As the official
festival plumber. Mm-hmm. So I will be there taking care of the water and the plumbing needs. Mm-hmm. So, and we'll also be doing a little bit of electrical to make sure there's power and everybody gets what they need. Bands are supposed to be great. The road's supposed to be good.
We're just waiting for the weather because, you know, Alberta would be bugging.
It can
with this weather. Yes. It was like minus 12 last year.
Last year, it was not bad.
It was bad.
But what the worst was, wasn't the minus 12. Last year, the worst part was there was a fire. It was crazy.
Where?
Huh?
Where was there a fire?
There was a fire last year.
In BC.
Yeah. All that
it was all
smoke
smoky.
Came over.
But that's every summer, bro. And last year, it was cold on Kerry West. It was like minus 12. We have outdoor parties.
It didn't look cold.
It was cold.
Your video doesn't show that it looked cold.
We were hot. But it was cold.
Complainer.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to my peoples. Shout out to the peoples on Facebook Live. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Daryl just logged on. Daryl, you have to go back and listen to Jab Jab. Daryl messaged me and was like, what are you doing with like chains and paint? And a helmet. Like, what is this? Just Jab Jab, where it's cultural celebration.
Jab.
Okay, let's move it along, Mr. N.
Okay.
So
we are on
the scroll.
The scroll.
Yeah.
So today on the scroll, we see that the Toronto Raptors.
Okay. Outside.
Good sound effects outside. The Toronto Raptors will be going to the finals.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah. Cheryl said it was cold and rainy as shite. And then Tanya said, the liquor warms you up a bit. But we don't drink on the road.
No, nobody does. No, this is ridiculous. Why would you do that? That's retarded. I don't
know why you didn't bring it up.
Oh, man. Come on, people.
Okay.
So,
the Raptors.
We got the Raptors.
Eastern Conference champions.
Champions. They took it to the house. They came out on top. Mm-hmm. And looks like they're taking
Warriors now in the finals.
Yeah, they're taking on the Warriors.
When's the first game?
The first game, I'm reading it here. But
I just want to make it clear that I don't actually care about sports. I just know enough to hold a conversation. Because I don't like to not know what people are talking about. What's up, Garrett? I shouted you out earlier.
So we have game one is this Thursday, May the 30th at 7 p.m.
Okay.
So,
girls, what patio are we going to watch the game? It's gonna be warm on Thursday.
Yes, I heard the winner of this year's conference finals gets Aisha Curry.
How dare you?
That's the prize. She wanted so attention.
Right. You know how people, I don't know if you know that the black internet is doing this, but they're like misquoting songs and say, or whatever, so and so said. Have you heard this?
I've heard it.
You haven't at all?
No, what did they say?
Oh, it's hard to really explain the meme exactly. Yeah, it's really, really hard to explain the meme. But I'm hoping it will come up on your scroll in the next few days.
What is it about, though?
It was about Aisha Curry, and somebody was like, because they do it to songs, but she doesn't sing a song. So you have to get the original meme to get, like, the play on it. But so anyway, maybe other people do. So everybody on my scroll right here is like, wow, you're so beautiful. Your hair looks great. Your smile looks great. They're making me blush. Like, okay, y'all, thank you so much.
Really? That's where we're at right now?
Full conversation. Who's your friend? I didn't know you podcast. Yeah, Roslyn, this is my friend Nigel. So we have this podcast that we're doing right now called The Black Multiverse Theory. We record it here live and then we post it every Thursday on all podcasting. Now on we go. So it was like, yeah, I want to sleep with other men or whatever it is that Aisha Curry said. That's what the meme said. But it's supposed to be a purposeful misquote. Because that's the whole point. The whole point is, or whatever they said. Like they said, dust yourself off and try his friend, or whatever Elias said. There's a whole bunch of them.
I'm watching some memes. There's a lot here that I cannot really
repeat. Talk about. Yeah, I made a good one because I was talking about the Isley brothers and So Contagious. There was like something I was responding to, and I was like, you're contagious, touch me, baby. I said, you're contagious, chlamydia, baby. Give me what you got. Or whatever the Isley brothers said. And they were like, wow. But apparently there's a meme circulating that has Kawhi and Aisha. Someone photoshopped Kawhi's face over Steph Curry and Aisha Curry's wedding picture. It's really bad, but it's pretty good. But also, apparently, I did not know that Steph Curry went to high school in Toronto.
Yeah.
I guess that's where they met. I don't really know. This is, like, fascinating to me.
Because Aisha Curry is from Toronto as well.
Mm-hmm. So, they know each other since high school?
They met at teenagers their church youth group in Charlotte, North Carolina.
That seems weird if they're both in Toronto.
I think that's what they bonded over.
Oh.
Their love for Canadian poutine.
And, okay, well, poutine, okay.
I'm just saying, it's a very delicious, delectable fries with gravy and curdled cheese.
Cheese curds, yeah.
Cheese curds.
So apparently Steph Curry went to Queensway Christian College, and his school is rooting for the Warriors. This was newsworthy.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
When he's a home team guy, I guess.
And Queensway Christian College is in Toronto. So that's what makes it crazy.
Yeah.
They're rooting for him because that's their homeboy.
That's their home team guy. But they're from Toronto.
So they're rooting for the team of Toronto, but the player of... It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
There could only be one. Second place is first loser. That's all I got to tell you, boys.
I mean... True.
Somebody's got to take the L.
I mean, it's right. At some point, well, I guess they all decided. All those people are in Warriors jerseys, so they made their decision. They drew that line in the sand.
They sure did.
I can't see a scenario where it goes good for them. What if the Warriors win? What if the Warriors lose? I feel like the Warriors need to lose to keep these people safe.
I think it might be a win-win situation for them.
A win-win. Right.
Because if Toronto wins, they just back off the jersey and be like, yo, Toronto.
Okay. People will be like, yeah, here, bro. We saw you on CBC.
Get out of here.
National news now. Traitors. Canadians do not like people who do not root for Canada. I will tell you that right now.
They don't.
I said to my friend one time that I went to high school with, I was like, I don't think Canadians are nice as they think they are. And he was like, oh, so you think you're effing American? He really got it. I'm like, no, I don't really like think like I've been an immigrant since I was 5 years old. So consider that. I'm an immigrant. That's how I think of myself, as a person with no land. That's how I think of myself. I go back to Guyana, they're like, oh, look at this little white guyale.
Yeah.
I'm here, they're like, oh, you're not from here, are you? I go to the States, and they're like, oh, she's different.
You are
different.
The most.
Literally. So good luck to those guys.
The funniest part.
That's cool.
One of the funniest scenarios that I heard about Drake throughout this series, like the Easter conference,
mm-hmm.
he was acting straight the fool on the sidelines, like throwing up his hands and doing weird stuff to people like he normally does.
Right. Him and South Korea, like friends?
Yeah, they're good friends.
Yeah.
He's friends with a lot of people, though. He was friends with, did you see that video where he was fighting with that guy who talked about his mom? There's a rapper that talked about his mom.
Who's the rapper? Is it?
I can't remember the rapper.
The Clips? Is it, what's his name? Pusha T?
I think it was Pusha T. And so so he talked about his mom and then talked about this disabled.
No, his friend has like a disease. It's not disabled.
He talked about this friend?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Then LeBron James did this intervention.
And was like, hold on, no. Chill.
And LeBron James was like, listen, what did you tell me, Drake? And Drake was like, that I'll never, ever, ever look at you the wrong way, ever. And he was like, exactly.
This is a spoof thing?
No, this was actual real. I was like, what? Get out of here.
What?
You've got to watch this. And LeBron James was like,
they had a
Uncle Phil moment where LeBron was Uncle Phil.
Okay, wow.
And he brought the two
in real life, though.
And he was like, listen. And Drake was like, listen, anytime you go up against people who can't fend for themselves, I have a disease, bro, then you're up against me. It's war and stuff like that.
Okay, wow.
And then LeBron was like, you know, settle it down. And then he talked to Drake, and Drake literally turned into his girlfriend right before your eyes. He was like, okay, I swore I'd never leave. And I was like, whoa, what happened here?
I have to watch it.
So anyways, Drake is acting the fool on the sidelines of Eastern Conference, just going crazy.
Right.
The Raptors decide, you know what? We're going to give you the Raptors' official jacket. So not only is he like their official
mascot, person,
he's like their mascot.
Drake is the Raptors' mascot, yeah.
He now owns this star-studded jacket.
Did you see Drake just bought a new giant plane?
Yes, Air Drake.
Like a jumbo jet.
It was
whatever?
A jumbo jet. It was an Air.
Why would he buy that?
Did you see inside?
It's because he can. Is what you're saying?
I'm like, would you not want to ride in there? Like, why
because
would he buy
can.
That? But if he was like, Lilo, I have room for me and you in this plane, you'd be like, nah, I can't go in this plane, man. It's too big. Why you need this plane? This
I don't really mess with Drake like that. I'll be honest with you. That guy seems like.
So if he came in here and he said that, you wouldn't be like, okay, I'll take a ride real
I don't
quick?
Know. He seems nice guy, TM. Of course I would, because I'd be super geeked. But this is not that scenario. This is a scenario where I'm logically like, I don't know. He has like a weird kind of relationship with that Stranger Things girl that I'm not really feeling like that. And then there's that whole thing with that 17-year-old and he like kissed her up on stage. I just feel funny. Drake's on the list for me. I'm watching him.
So you're trying to say that Drake...
skeeves me out a little bit.
The jacket that Drake got has diamonds in it.
Actually,
apparently it's $760,000 worth of diamonds.
Seems like a lot of jacket.
It is a lot of jacket. The jacket itself is a $1 million jacket. It says on it, or in it, it says North on the inside, but it's black on the outside. It has an owl on one side, and then it has the Raptors logo on the other. And they presented it to Drake after winning the Eastern Conference. So now he's gifted with this diamond studded jacket. It's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars before the Raptors game. He's the fan. He's going to wear the jacket throughout the thing, and he's going to just do his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind him doing his thing because many people have come before him and have done their thing. Spike Lee has been on the court yelling at people.
Oh, yeah.
McEnroe, if you want to talk about white people who have gone to basketball games.
True
done
story.
Jay-Z and Beyonce have graced their presence there. Not acted up, but have graced their presence there. And other people have acted up. So I'm okay with him acting up, actually. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it at all.
All right. On we go.
On we go.
So Jon Snow checked into rehab.
Jon Snow from the G-O-T.
From G-O-T, Kit Carrington. So apparently he was like
Game of Thrones.
Super duper stressed out. He's having a hard time dealing with the ending of the show. It hit him really hard. And he's been on the alcohol. And, that's the long and the short of the beginning and the end of the story. But I hope that guy, like, gets better and, gets his mental health in check, of course.
Yeah,
It's definitely a lot to deal with. It's a big change. He's been doing the show for XYZ how long. But we have to remember that, we love him.
Okay.
And we'll be here.
John, I hope you get
whoever.
Better. I hope you get better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see the Daytona 500 said yes to a KKK rally and then God said no to Daytona?
Daytona Florida. 500. Daytona Beach
Florida.
Is located in Florida. It sounds a lot like that.
That was perfect.
That was great. That sound effect keeps coming back and forth.
Right on time.
Right on time.
And that guy interrupted our yoga session that Sunday. It was so annoying. I don't know if it was that guy, but it was the spirit of that guy. Anyway, go ahead. Tell me.
So Daytona 500.
Mm-hmm. Daytona, Florida.
First of all, Florida. I lived in Florida for many, many years in 1997.
Okay.
I moved to Florida. Had a great time in Florida. Found out very quickly that there are over 700 KKK churches.
What?
In the state of Florida alone. These churches are run by the KKK in different places like Alligator Alley and different places like that. So you find out that where you live in Florida and when Florida votes a certain way, you understand why Florida votes. Because if you have 700 churches, you have more than 10 members. Because
wow.
The black church, there's a black church everywhere and 10 members in it. So same thing could happen at the KKK rally churches. So in Daytona Beach, though, Daytona Beach is known for their NASCAR racing and lots of just racing. During that time, you have a lot of motorbikes that drive out there on Daytona Beach week. A lot of people are off school. It's usually around spring break, just after spring break down in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So people go over to Daytona Beach to have fun on the beach and do wild things with Uncle Luke and the boys.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go down there, though, during Daytona Beach week, it's different because there's Daytona Beach week,
mm-hmm.
and that same beach has what you call Black Beach week.
Mm-hmm.
Daytona Beach has the NASCAR races, so you do have predominantly Caucasian persuasion on the beach.
Mm-hmm. The whites.
On the beachfront. So they decided to have what? A KKK rally during Daytona Beach. Am I correct?
I don't know if it was during Daytona Beach.
Or on Daytona Beach.
I'm not really. Oh, at Daytona Beach.
At
Daytona. In Daytona, Florida.
In Daytona.
Yeah.
And
then a tornado came.
Then a tornado came.
The end. No. So, moral of the story is, may a tornado strike down your house if you decide to have a KK rally.
Listen, man. If God say no, who can say yes?
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Blad-ups. That is the official Caribbean sound effect for being lashed upside your head.
Yeah.
Blad apps.
All of a sudden you came, I'm going to have me a KKK rally. Next thing, blad apps.
That's exactly how it went down.
That's
it. The end.
That's it.
Did you, on to On the Screen?
On the Screen. So on the screen we have coming up, or just came out, the movie Aladdin.
Will Smith looks amazing.
Will Smith. The thing about Aladdin, I'm going to be truthful. I do not know how it's going to be. Robert Williams, God rest his soul, was great as the genie.
Right.
Bringing Will Smith in, I love Will Smith. I love him.
Everybody's dad.
It's everybody's dad. To me, he's kind of like a big brother, more than a dad, but I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful wife. They got the red table going. Beautiful family.
Yeah.
Has, you know, sometimes we've questioned some of the, you know, the thoughts and the actions of the family members, especially Jaden.
Oh, why?
He wore a white Batman suit to prom.
I mess with Jaden, to be honest. Jaden's like hella free, and he has the money.
You love free.
Yes.
Yeah,
I do.
You love.
He has free. The money. He has the security. He has the support to do whatever he wants. That man live.
You know what? I love it. I love that.
Or however.
Maybe I have a little haterade in my glass.
No, it's because people always be shading Jaden Smith,
I don't get it.
Why?
It's Batman. It's prom, and he wore a white Batman suit to prom, and I was like questioning. Why he did it. Was it a publicity stunt? Because the cameras were all over it.
I don't know, but do you know Jaden started a whole water brand? Like, he has that whole water brand where it's not bottles, it's cartons, which reduce the amount of waste. It's, like, low.
I'm not hating on him for his talent, because I think he's a talented actor. Mm-hmm. And I like both movies that I saw him in. And the two movies that I saw
him
in. Was
it Karate Kid?
It was Karate Kid. I love that. And
After Earth.
I love that one. I thought it was a great movie.
Not everybody did.
Yeah, well, that's, you know what? You guys know what you can do. You can go watch another movie for all I'm concerned.
Okay.
That movie I liked.
That's how you thrive.
Go watch another movie.
You know what you can do? You can go watch a different movie then.
Okay. That's it. That's me getting hardcore.
It's reasonable alternatives. I like it.
I'm thugging it out. This is what's up. I'm getting hardcore up in these streets.
Okay.
This is how we are.
All right.
So, Jaden, After Earth, I really love that movie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched it about 3 times. And each time I think about it, the only thing wrong with the movie was the weird accents they chose to put on these two people. It wasn't necessary.
Like,
it's absolutely not necessary. It's the same thing to kill Luke Cage. Is these accents from beyond.
Quote unquote.
Like, please hire the actual Caribbean island people that you are trying to tell people that are there.
Yeah, the Jamaican accent.
You were terrible.
I know.
Terrible. Anyways, long story short, I love the fact that he did the water. More so, I love the fact that he went to Flint, Michigan, and brought
all this water?
Not just water, water cleaners.
Oh, yeah, he did do that.
Water filters to filter out people's water so they can take jugs back to their homes for free. Like, this is.
I can imagine that Flint probably touched you particularly.
I love that. I love that.
That he did all that.
That he did that. I love that he did that. It's,
so, did you go see Aladdin?
I did not go see Aladdin. Okay. I'm still skittish. I still want to see it just because I think it would be a great movie.
Did you see that little girl who was like, there's not room on the carpet for both of them? That little girl who was like, Jasmine should just go and see the world by herself. She don't need no boy to see the world. I was like, okay, little mama.
I don't trust that little girl.
How you don't trust her?
Let me tell you something.
You tell her she's a daddy's girl by looking at her?
I just saw that little girl. I just saw that same little girl talking about, Bobby, I want a boyfriend.
Was it the same one?
Same little girl. And they were like, I'm going to tell daddy. She was like, ooh. She's like, I didn't tell you all that so you could be snitching on me, Mom. Right on the same one. It's like, oh, now she don't. Now she doesn't. Nobody need a man scenario.
She's independent.
She's on that destiny. I don't need no scrub.
Ladies, if you're mad at home. You said, I don't need no scrubs, Destiny's Child?
Who are you? That's Destiny's Child.
I don't want no scrubs. It's TLC, bro.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Is this guy?
So TLC, Destiny's Child, all that was in the same category.
Okay. That's it. But it was very cute. I saw Aladdin. I'll be honest with you, Aladdin should be dark skin. Jasmine can be light-skinned because she is a princess, and that's how they roll up there. But Aladdin, being a quote-unquote street rat, he, like, in India, there's, like, this whole caste system, and it's very color-based.
I love the fact that you want to take Aladdin into the real world. That's great. I think they were just trying
that's
to
do... That's all I'm saying.
I think
they should mix up the types of Indians.
I think they're just trying to do a live-action movie based off of the original cartoon.
So you think they accidentally picked two light-skinned people to lead?
They just picked the people that look like the cartoon. I think they just picked the people that look like the cartoon.
I don't know if that's true.
You thought there was
I think Aladdin the cartoon is darker than Aladdin the live-action person.
No.
I don't know how to even compare that real skin versus sepia or like FF37, whatever the color code is.
FF37.
I don't know what it is.
Listen, I feel that they probably came close. That's how I feel.
Okay, fine. To someone that who they looked alike.
Yeah. I just feel like they matched up as best they could. Everybody on there. I think the movie's gonna be really funny.
That part where I saw the Prince Ali and the Agrabah, that Ali Ababa, that scene looked amazing with the CGI and all that stuff. That's in it.
Yeah.
I want to see them fly on this carpet for real.
Okay.
Lion King's coming
out. I just want to show you something real quick.
We should watch Aladdin and Lion King back to back and do a comparison.
I'm trying to touch the screen on the top.
Yeah, it's not that light.
I love it.
Living that life right now.
Here, look.
You're not living that touch screen life. Where it at? There you go. Cartoon Aladdin is way darker than real life Aladdin.
No, he's not.
Look at the far one.
Look at this.
Bro, that's not even a light. Go back
look
and check your next
this.
One.
They look almost identical.
I'm going to post it.
You can post what?
I'm going to post the one you show. I'm going to post the one I just saw.
Which
that
one?
You chose not to choose.
This one?
That guy's dark.
This is nighttime, bro.
That's that time on the right too, bro.
Yo, you're racist, bro. You're trying to say
I cannot be racist because I am black and do not
you're
yield the
to
institutional
you
power
trying
required
to, say
to be racist.
This guy is dark in the nighttime. Yes, he's darker. It's nighttime.
Fine.
Look. Here's another one.
Okay, I'll accept it.
I'm just saying.
Maybe Cartoon Aladdin needs to be darker too then.
Maybe.
Fine.
They need to withdraw.
I don't think Aladdin should be darker, even though that nigga's both the same lightness.
Why was Aladdin even a street rat?
I don't know, because he was. Well, he was an orphan.
I don't know if you saw it. They had the Aladdin in the show. I think they found out that he was like a prince. In real life, anyway.
Before?
Yeah.
Of course they would write some sort of story like that.
It's a King Arthur type of story. Anyways.
Okay. So that's on the screen. Are you watching anything on Netflix right now?
Netflix? I'm still trying to get on She's Gotta Have It.
I'll watch it this week sometime. Now that it's part of my homework.
She's Gotta Have It is good. I have been watching Doom Patrol. Cyborg is on Doom Patrol. That is funny. It is not. If you have children that you don't want to hear lewd language and stuff like that, you probably should not watch Doom Patrol. I think it's on Crave.
Okay, so that means it's on demand.
Yeah.
Okay. I plan to.
The first season.
Okay. I plan to disconnect my cables.
So. Okay. So, you have Doom Patrol.
What's Doom Patrol about?
Doom Patrol is like, it takes place in the DC world.
Okay.
So Doom Patrol, Teen Titans. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw the live action of Teen Titans.
I did see the live action of Teen Titans, all of it. And I also prefer Teen Titans Go!
Okay.
Because I like cartoons.
Teen Titans Go is hilarious.
I love cartoons.
I agree.
Okay.
So Teen Titans takes place around the same time as Doom Patrol. In fact, there's an episode of Teen Titans where they meet the Doom Patrol.
Oh.
Now, because so many people love the fact that they met the Doom Patrol, they did a spinoff show and made an entire show on the Doom Patrol. Casting Brandon Fraser from The Mummy.
I dated his cousin.
Did you? That is fantastic. How would that work out? Oh, obviously. Sorry. Let's not go there. I shouldn't ask. Don't worry about it.
Not well?
Don't worry about it.
We're not together anymore?
Don't worry about it.
We were children when we dated. We were
15. All right. Well, that's Brandon Fraser is in it. Gained... Mm-hmm. Wait, he does not look like the same?
He's chubby now.
Yeah.
He definitely, I dodged a bullet. I had a big crush on him when he was George of the Jungle.
George, oh yeah, he was working out for those.
I dodged a bullet there.
You sure did. You had an in. I thought you were going to be the next.
I was quite young for that.
You were
going
to be D'Lo Frazier. That's who you're going to be. And
it
dodged
was
a serious bullet on that one. So. Mm-hmm. He plays the robot.
Okay.
And then they brought in Cyborg.
Okay.
Cyborg's story is a little bit different, so it's really good. It's just a little bit different than what we normally see or read in the comics. So it puts everybody into a state of mental disarray.
Okay.
Everybody on that show is broken.
Okay.
So there's
extreme mental stress going on.
Extreme. So when you watch Teen Titans, you have like Nightwing who's trying to be like, I'm not Robin. I don't need you, Batman. Get away from me, Batman. I don't need your money. Excuse me, Batman. Can I borrow the jet? It's kind of like one of those,
yeah.
Right? That's Teen Titans.
Okay.
So you have these people who have gone through lots of training together, like, or training. They have powers.
They're
know how
angsty.
To use them, stuff like that. There's some people that are learning how to use their powers, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. That's Teen Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Doom Patrol is like, I don't know. I've had these powers for 50 years. I don't know how to use them. I don't know what this is about. Why am I here? I don't feel like I should be here.
They haven't figured that out yet?
Nothing. They never work as a team, ever. They just have a good heart and want to be heroes. And even that, they don't want to be heroes. Like,
well,
half of them don't want to
the
even
anti-hero.
Be heroes. My favorite person is what they call Crazy Jane, which crazy is not a term that we're supposed to be using, but it
we're
is.
We're not supposed to be using to be like, that's crazy. But I guess Crazy Jane falls under that umbrella, too, I would say. Yeah.
But she literally has 68 individuals living inside her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not multiple personalities.
Mm.
They are literal individuals
different
that
people.
Look different. And
when they express themselves, they look different?
Yeah. So every time she switches, her hair changes color, tattoos come on her face.
Oh, wow.
Different things happen. Her face stays the same, though. So it's the same actress.
But they change up how they design her or whatever.
And when she changes, a wave goes over her face. So
mm-hmm.
you'll see her, and then a wave will go over her face, and then she'll change into the person. But when you actually go into her brain, you actually see the people are not even her. It's completely separate people.
I want to watch it.
It's awesome. So watch that. That's on the screen.
It's crazy, yeah.
That is on the screen.
Any upcoming events for you, Miguel?
Upcoming events. Yes. La Musique. This weekend on June the 1st at the Art Gallery of Alberta. 7 p.m. is when the cocktails start. And then 8 p.m. is the show.
What is it?
It is a show about music. It is a classy burlesque type show that shows music and different portions of culture at the Art Gallery of Alberta. So,
classy burlesque, which is classy stripping.
Yeah.
Or it's not stripping.
Well, they're taking
it's
the burlesque.
Dancing.
They're taking the burlesque from the 1950s, 1940s, that type of burlesque.
1920s?
Maybe 1920s, yeah. That type of burlesque instead of the burlesque where now it's like.
What's the difference between cabaret and burlesque?
I think
I'm mixing it up.
I think they're very similar, and I think that's why. Mm-hmm. I think cabaret.
Cabaret is like a showcase, I think.
I think it's a showcase with people on stage. Mm. And they do dances on stage as a group. Okay. Almost like a theater troupe. Whereas a burlesque is more of an individual type thing, I think.
Colin just got here. He said, hey.
Colin!
He's not on yours. Courtney's on mine, too.
Mine's empty. Been empty for a while. People are popping in, popping out.
Yeah, they're popping in, popping out on my at one point we had almost 10 people on there.
As it gets later, I guess.
Yeah.
So we have
La Musique is Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Art Gallery of Alberta.
That's right.
On the next day, June 2nd at 3 p.m. we have a volunteer drive for Ravrica, which is a group that supports refugees of places where they are facing violence for being LGBTQ community members. So there's a lot of things that happen in Edmonton around the Pride Parade this year, and although Pride Parade is canceled, there are still Pride events happening, and those Pride events, just keep in mind that you want to go to events that are inclusive. So Ravrica is going to be out here on Saturday, so if you feel like you want to volunteer for something, or you're the type to volunteer, or you want to participate in Pride, or you want to see how you can help the organization, I would definitely say make your way out. We'll have some light refreshments and some trust-building type games. You can, even if you want to just come and find out what Ravrica is all about, if you want to change your mind and not volunteer, that's cool too. But they definitely need a lot of help, you know, delivering some of the things that they do and bringing some of the things they do to fruition. Also, I have to talk about Jab Jab because registration is on. So you can actually log on and click the link and register for Jab Jab. It's $85, which gives you paint, a helmet with horn, a noisemaker, and some lunch, and the parade, obviously. That's it for me. I think registration for that will be by August 5th. Yeah. You have anything else going on?
Not yet. There's more coming up in June. I just have to nail down the dates. I know that June 22nd is the EOP Gospel Fest that happens every year.
22nd?
The 22nd. Mm-hmm. I emcee that event. It is awesome. So for my gospel events that we have, I have a firm love for gospel music, and especially my church. So this will be held at Bethel United Church. That is on 9950 148th Street. Show usually starts at 6 o'clock or 6:30. Between 6 and 6:30, I would try and get there at 6 o'clock because people be filling them seats. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be crazy. Lots of stuff. It is a reunion. So For those of you who have followed EOP or heard of EOP throughout the years, we will be doing some of EOP's greatest hits and
songs.
Is
EOP your band?
EOP is the choir, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Essence of Praise is what it stands for.
Okay, okay.
So they are amazing, 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 amazing.
And that's the 25th of June?
That is the 22nd.
2nd of June.
Of June.
Okay.
So that's what's going on there.
Keep an eye out for a calendar of events. We're going to put something like a Black Multiverse Guide to the Summer YEG together. What I'm actually really hoping is that someone hears this idea and steals it from me and just completes the task.
Okay. So listen up. One more thing about the screen. Normally we like to give you a movie. Let me just go back there for a second. A movie or something that has a Black cast or Black director in it.
That you have to check out?
That you have to check
What's
out.
What's he saying?
So, Secret Life of Pets 2, starring Kevin Hart. He's back in saddle as the bunny.
Okay.
This time the bunny has found an owner and has changed around his life, and now the bunny is a superhero, or at least thinks he is. It's
okay.
Going to be super funny. Men in Black International is coming out. So
expanding the Men in Black franchise and universe.
Yes, that's on June 14th. Mm-hmm. June 7th is the Secret of Life of Pets 2. And Shaft, John Singleton, before he died.
Last movie.
Finished Shaft. And he did his last movie. So now you have Shaft, starring some of the great Samuel L. Jackson, Jesse Usher, Regina Hall is in there.
Lovely.
Method Man is in there. Lots of people. Richard Roundtree is back again as Shaft again. And mm-hmm. you start to see all these different people as the legendary cop, John Shaft, and family. Mm-hmm. His best friend dies under mysterious circumstances, so the FBI cybersecurity experts join forces with his father. And they scour the streets of Harlem. You know how New York can get in Harlem? These hard streets of Harlem.
No, Harlem's pretty gentrified at this point.
It sure is.
Pretty much
it
like
sure
Terwilliger.
Is. There is another show called The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Oh.
Talking about gentrification of San Francisco and how black people were there. I do not think that this movie, I'm not sure, don't quote me on this, but I don't think that movie will grace our screens.
No.
It's June 7th.
At best, we might see it in Princess.
It is set out to release, I'm reading it here, and it's set out to release in New York.
Oh.
That leads me to believe it's actually
we're
not
definitely
even,
never going to see that movie.
Never going to see that. It's going to come on
illegal
Shaw
streaming services.
Or something.
Illegal downloading services.
Yeah, whatever you use, Showbox, whatever you use, iBox.
You're definitely going to have to find it. You're going to have to look for it. Search.
It might come up
Sing
on Netflix
mind.
Way at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
way
that.
At the bottom.
Way
you know
at
what
the
Netflix
bottom.
Started doing?
What?
It started realizing the movies I was watching, and it gave me a column called Grimy Movies, which is just black movies.
No way.
I swear to
it
God.
It says grimy movies?
Grimy movies.
I'm gonna put that
And it
in.
Has movies like Two Can Play That Game.
Really?
Yeah, guys.
What's grimy? Let me ask Google. You know what? I'm about to start
Netflix
complaining
category,
about.
Grimy movies.
What is grimy? What does grimy
I'm
mean?
Telling you.
I feel insulted by this Netflix. Unless it was like some guy from New York was like, I got a category for you. It's grimy, son.
Well, I feel like computers and tech, and maybe this is a conversation for another day, that stuff is hella racist because a bunch of racist white boys writing code. So now you say to me, oh, that's why your headphones aren't working. It's because you're paired to two devices, and one's the master and one's the slave. Like, we couldn't call it two other things, bros?
Yeah.
We could call it, you could call it any two things. And people would be like, oh yeah, that's it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
so.
I realize that a lot of these things happen over time. So I know that these...
But when you have an industry that's underrepresented, building computers, building intelligence. The intelligence is only going to be as far as the builder.
Yo, check out these synonyms for grimy, bruh. These synonyms are off the chain.
Why are you going to the thesaurus for this?
Listen to this. Dirty, okay. Grimed, begrimed, grubby, soiled, stained, smeared, filthy, unclean, messy. Really, Netflix?
Yeah.
Should I go on? Encrusted.
Definitely gross.
Smutty, sooty,
grimy.
Dusty,
that's what they gave me. My favorite.
Polluted.
Movie in the grimy section.
Yucky, muddy, cruddy,
mm-hmm.
Manky. I'm going to use that word.
Manky.
I like that word.
Add it.
Manky. It's going to be, I'm going to bring that back to life.
At.
And scungy. Anybody want to use scungy?
Scungy. I'm going to keep that one.
I feel like scungy is.
I'm going to say it. This summer, I'm going to be in St. Vincent. It's going to be hot. I'm going to be sticky. And I'm going to be like, oh, I take a shower. I feel scungy.
That can work.
I know.
I could be talking to my homeboys and be like, yo, that girl was scungy, bro.
It worked. Scungy's in.
That's gross.
I'm going to actually post it.
I'm not going to do that. Trust me. I'm not going to dirt shame anybody. Let everybody live their life.
Okay.
But I will use manky. Man, I feel manky today.
I like scungy. Scungy sounds exactly like what it is.
It sounds.
Manky, you're like, what did you just, do you mean like miserable? Or do you mean like, manky could be
manky,
anything.
But
scungy, you're like very clear.
Scungy. Smells scungy in here.
This room is bad scungy.
Yo, why does it smell scungy, bro? Okay. Yeah, we had a great time.
That's it.
We
got coming up, we got on the scrum, we got all the things. Okay, you got a word for us this week?
I do.
Wow, no stopping.
I do have a word. I do have a word for everyone out there.
Word of the week is?
Today I watched my son play his soccer game. It was hard to watch because they were down. We had a spot in there at halftime where you could see all the players were kind of down. And I was like, listen, we need to stop looking at this the wrong way. We got to stop looking that we're down by this many points. Let's look at it as we have these many points to do in this next half, and we got to fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you're going to fight for it, you got to put everything into it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to fight for it. If you're not going to fight for it, then you're not going to fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want this,
then
let's
we may
go
as
get
well
it.
Just go home right now.
Those boys put in the work. I mean, they went in there. They wouldn't let that ball. The other team didn't even score that whole second half. They did everything. The defenders went in there. They put it in. And that made me realize that winning is a mindset.
Oh, yeah.
If you picture the win, you can attain. If you can picture it in your head, you can get through all the obstacles. You got to put down the work in order to get what you need and get what you want.
I'm going to record this for you and play it back for you later.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Lucky thing. I've already been recording.
All right. Okay. Please put out record. So I put, I watched these boys. It was a word for myself. So I'm not trying to talk at anybody. This was a word for myself. And I think if I'm going through something and I understand what that is.
Mm.
Then I can, somebody else is going through the same thing and maybe struggling the same way that I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at these boys. My son taught me something. He came out that second half and scored right off the first. Just boom, went in and scored. Just went in there, put in that right in the net.
Awesome.
And he was super happy. I love my son because even when he loses, he's satisfied that he did his job. The whole team can be like, we lost. And he's like, well, I scored my points,
listen,
man. I don't know what you be doing.
My daughter's been playing basketball since eighth grade. And she's been on the bench since ninth grade.
Mm.
Right? So ninth grade, 10th grade, I asked her, would you rather you be on the bench or your team win? She's like, I'd rather my team win. She stayed on the bench. And then she started pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. She got way better. And at the second half of the 11th grade season, they put her in all the time. She's like playing t- time after time. They're just taking her to rest, put her back in. She's hustling. She's like videotaping herself and watching her film. Because I showed up and was like, how is nobody videotaping y'all? I have no words.
Yeah.
So she put in the work. And I asked her how she felt. She said, good. And her team was losing. But she was playing and getting points. And I was like, how do you feel? Like, now, would you rather play or would you rather your team win? And she's like, I would rather play. I would rather play and get to play. And if we lose, we lose. But I would rather play. That's fair.
It's fair.
Yeah. I understand what she was trying to do before. It was very noble. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you want to play. There's nothing worse than being on a team and you're benched and the team loses. Like, how much worse could I have made it?
Yeah.
Yo, I used to do my homework on the bench, bro. That's how solid my spot on the bench was. I like to social studies homework on the bench while we're losing. I'm like, okay.
I played football. I played football.
Like football, football?
Football, football.
Okay, well.
Not soccer, but football. I went in there, and I've always had the mentality that if my brothers or somebody else could do it, I could do it too. So I went out my first game. I got my jersey that day. I don't think we even had a practice yet. I went out on the field. The coach said, we're going to throw this pass to Nigel. I went, jumped for the ball. It touched my fingers. And then I got hit so hard in the belly that all the air came out while I was up in the air.
Wow.
And my mom ran out onto the field, my baby.
Never again.
Yeah. And came and was like, I'm like, Bob, get off me. I don't need this kind of attention right now. And my coach grabbed my helmet. I always remember Coach Day, wonderful coach, just a really good coach, grabbed my helmet. And he, with his coffee breath right inside my helmet, he said, if you can touch the ball, you can catch it. If you're not going to touch it, if you can't touch it or catch it, don't try and touch it. But if you think you can catch it, don't let it touch your fingers without you catching it. This is what he said. It played in my mind. After that, I never, ever dropped another ball. Not for that whole season. I got 12 touchdowns for the entire season.
Wow. So all-star, okay. So your story is not like my story at all.
I did not hit the bench.
Let me tell you about what I killed in the sport that I played. Okay, excellent.
I killed at the bench.
No. My dad used to came to every single one of my games. When he drove me home, he'd look in the rearview mirror and he'd say, you're not an athlete. You're a scholar.
That's awesome. Your dad's fantastic. And he was totally right. You are super smart. Nikki's not your super thing. Smart. Milo's super smart.
Not your thing. Anyway, you guys, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to share us. Tell everybody about us. Always fun to have you guys here. Remember, you can tune in live on Facebook.
Facebook.
We're building this thing as we go, so the more followers, the better. But we're here every Tuesdays live at 10-ish p.m. And we're posted up. We'll be posted up on Thursdays.
Posted up.
Full podcast, which is now just one big recording to something.
Yeah, it's awesome. So we'll be posted up here. You can catch us on all the different things. We're on Breacher. We're on
Breaker.
Breaker. We're on
Spotify.
Spotify.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Google Stitcher. You know, we're on all
Overcast,
Podbean,
all the things.
YouTube live?
We're not on YouTube live yet. We do have a couple videos on YouTube. We're gonna get better at YouTube, but we don't have it in place yet. But you should go follow us just so that you're there.
And that's it. So we will stay posted up.
Also, when I go to the Caribbean this summer, all my videos are gonna be on YouTube.
There you go. So.
You can tune into Vinci Cannibal. All right,
so stay posted. We'll stay posted up like these men on Aisha Curry And you keep posting. Keep us posted. We'll keep you posted. All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.